Today on the Egg Show, we have Simon Lawa with SARDA Egg Research. He is going to tell us a little bit about what SARDA does and operations. So starting off, what are you guys all about? Can you tell me about what SARDA does?
SARDA is a local ag research located in Smoky River. We do small plot size applied research and extension for the farmers in the area. Most of the trials are done in Smoky River, but we do have some that travel around in different municipalities.
Okay. How has COVID-19 affected your guys' operations?
COVID definitely made things more interesting. One thing we had to do was reduce the number of trials, and for 2020, we kept them in the Smoky River area to help reduce with staff having to travel long distances together. And then we were able to stay open because we were considered an essential service. And we were able to get everything accomplished for 2020, luckily.
I know you guys, a big part of SARDA is trade shows, am I right?
Yeah, every 2 years we host a trade show.
So obviously right now during the pandemic we haven't had any of those because people can't go out in gatherings. How has that affected you guys?
Yeah, this year we were disappointed that we decided to cancel it. We waited as long as we could to make that decision, but I think it was the right thing to do considering the year. But the trade show is not the main source of funding for SARDA, but it is one place that we can bring all the producers and industry together, all in one place to network, and that's the best way to get the information out. So because of that, we also have to switch to more online get our information out because we didn't have the trade show.
And with getting information out, there's a lot of seminars that I saw on the website that are being held. What has been the response from people? Are they popular?
A lot of the seminars that are on the website are not from SARDA. They're just partners and other things that we found that were pertinent. So we share them. But we do have one that is on the way for August 6th and 7th, and that is Wheat Stock. And that's going to be hosted by Alberta Wheat Commission, Peace Country Beef and Forage Association in Fairview, and SARDA. And this will be the first big virtual event since COVID started. Plus, stay tuned, SARDA will be posting some more on the website for the summer tours of 2021. We always host summer tours, and then depending on how things go, we might, if we can have some small groups, we might host more or go virtual. But if you stay on the website, we have everything there.
And what are some projects SARDA has been working on? Are there any ones that are currently underway for this year or planned for this year?
We always have lots of projects on the go. Last year, with all the Alberta cuts in the ag industry, SARDA was able to add Calvin Yoder to our team. He's the godfather of forages trials in Alberta. He's been working with forages for as long as I can remember. So he's now with SARDA, and he will continue his work with growth rate regulators, herbicide tolerance, weed control, and start looking into fungicides on forage seed production. We're also doing some protein trials in wheat. We're using different nitrogen fertilizers, different rates and placement to see the effects on the protein levels in the wheat. This is just a couple of many more that we'll be doing this year. The list is too long to mention all of them, but if you subscribe to MailChimp on our website, we also have quarterly newsletter. All the trials are posted on there, and we try to keep it up to date.
And those are just a couple of, like, the more newer ones or more important ones, you would say?
Those are just a couple that I picked out of the list. But, yeah, there's quite a few.
Yeah. I know there's been some issues in recent years producers have had to deal with. How have you guys helped them?
We always try to – there's always stuff that happens last minute. Like, wheat midge 2 years ago was a big one that came – 2 or 3 years ago that came real quick. Nobody knew much about it. It was brand new to this area. SARDA was really good at getting on top of it really quick by hosting 3 field scouting meetings with 150 producers that showed up. And then we had specialists there helping figure out the best way of scouting and figuring out the best control for the pest. So that's one big one that I can think of right now.
having wheat midge a little bit of a newer thing. With the research that you guys have been doing, what have you found to help producers?
One thing, they're still working on it, but a lot of it is timing, depending on if we're able to get our crops in fairly early right now. We're able to kind of miss the window for the wheat midge, but they're still working on that, on the timing.
Now, I know with it's kind of being out of season for doing anything in the field right now, I've been speaking with other organizations over the past couple of weeks, and they're saying that they're wrapping up a lot of their applied research from last year. So can you tell me if anything has been wrapped up for you guys, or are you still in the works of wrapping up projects?
They're still wrapping up our projects right now. This year, with the COVID, things have been kind of delayed and slowed just because of working alone and stuff. The stuff will be coming out in the next couple of weeks to the month, for sure. But yeah, they're just finishing that up.
Is there anything new that you guys are doing this year that you didn't do in recent years?
Well, the newer one is the protein one that was started last year.
What is something people or producers wouldn't know you guys do specifically?
We do research that is specific for the area, that is more value for our farmers compared to stuff that comes from central and southern regions, because our weather, our soils and growing season are so different. Right now, the government is working on trying to make it more centralized, but we don't think that's the answer because of such a different climate and environment. We can give farmers great research with a non-biased result that they can trust. Plus, we have some specialty equipment that farmers can use. We have a protein sampler and different little tools that they can approach us to get some opinions on.
Regions are so differing with farmland and growing and everything to do like that versus even the Peace Country to the Smoky River region could be different.
Exactly. That's why we do a few trials that are in different municipalities, like just to get a little bit of a difference to see if the crops are behaving different.
And you said that you guys are going to be working with the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association, which I have spoke with. How do you guys kind of collaborate together?
Anywhere we can to make life easier, right? Whether it's equipment, seminars, and then we do, like I said, we do trials together. They do a lot of forage stuff and seed, and they have the equipment that's for that. And then we have more equipment for grain, so we collaborate as much as we can just to keep costs down, right?
Exactly. And where does your guys' funding come from?
We are all grant-funded at SARDA. That comes from different places. We have five municipalities that are the main funders. We also get some money from provincial government. It's a program called RDAR that just got started this year. We get some from the Grain Commission, but that one is more trial-specific. We get some from industry also, but again, it is very trial-specific.
With a lot of things that didn't happen last year because of COVID, I know there's field days where producers can come out, see what's going on. Are you guys looking forward to doing anything like that this year, if restrictions allow?
Definitely. If restrictions allow, we'll for sure have field days and do as much as we can. The big one right now that will happen no matter what is wheat stock, and it's going to be virtual, and that's a big one that the whole team is working on right now.
Those are my questions. Is there anything I didn't ask you that is important?
One thing I'd mention would be something that SARDA is looking really forward to for 2021. We'll be starting the construction of a new building.
Okay.
This will help SARDA work towards our goal of being a center of excellence for agricultural applied research and extension in the north. So our building is falling apart, and we were able to secure some funding and to go ahead with the start of the building for 2021.
And where will that new building be?
Right now we have a couple options. The decision hasn't been finalized right now, but in the next week, we should have an answer for sure on the location.
Well, that's good that you guys are getting a new building. It's not safe to be in a building that's falling apart, so that's always good news.
Literally, falling apart.
Well, thank you for talking with me today, Simon.
Hey, no, my pleasure.